Blog Talk Radio. Alleluia. Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. Welcome to this day of the resurrection. Welcome to this new beginning. Today is Easter Sunday, and we welcome you to this broadcast. Today's homilist is Chancellor Janet Warren, and we are so grateful that you are spending time with us today. May you be blessed. And may the Easter light shine in your hearts always. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
May his grace and peace be with you.
May he fill our hearts with joy.
Almighty God,
to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Glory to God in the highest.
And peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated on the right hand of the Father, receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. We ask for your forgiveness and your unlimited mercy to embrace us and restore us with your grace. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by the Holy Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. This is the Collect for the Resurrection of the Lord. Lord of life and power, through the mighty resurrection of your Son, you have overcome the old order of sin and death and made all things new in him. May we, being dead to sin and alive to you in Jesus Christ, reign with him in glory, who with you and the Holy Spirit is alive, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Acts, chapter 10, beginning at the 34th verse. Then Peter began to speak to them, "I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the baptism that John announced. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. How he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear. Not to all the people, but to us, who were chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he was the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testified about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Psalm 118, chapters 1 to 2 and 14 to 24. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever. Let Israel say, "His steadfast love endures forever." The Lord is my strength and my might. He has become my salvation. There are glad songs of victory in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord. The Lord has punished me severely, but he did not give me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is a day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
A reading from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 15, beginning with the 15th verse. If for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have died. For since death came through a human being, the resurrection of the dead has also come through a human being. For as all die in Adam, so all will be made alive in Christ. But each in his own order, Christ the first fruits, then at his coming, those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he hands over the kingdom to God the Father, after he has destroyed every ruler and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to John, chapters 20, verses 1 to 18. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him. Then Peter and the other disciples set out and went towards the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed, for as yet they did not understand the script that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white, sitting where the body of Jesus had been laying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni." Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Holy Spirit, take my words and speak to each of us according to our need. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Doesn't matter how often I hear it, it still fills me with so much joy and peace, a little bit of giddiness too. I'd like to think that every Christian feels the same when they hear those words. But let's think about that for a minute. Even as much as we know the truth now and everything that happened, it would have been a challenge for us to be able to wrap our heads around it back then, wouldn't it? Now, before I dive into my homily about the resurrection of our Lord, I have to tell you a story about a little girl who experienced that for the very first time. This little girl happened to be my daughter, and we were at Easter Sunday service back in about 1996. She was about 3. You might not think that your kids listen in church, but let me tell you, they do, and they take in everything they hear. Let me paint you the picture. My kids always like to sit in front of the church, and at St. Dunstan of Canterbury in Scarborough, there are padded chairs rather than pews. So when you're in the front row, there's nothing between you and the altar rail. That's where we were sitting. We were in the midst of the sermon when my lovely daughter jumps out of her seat and says, so that more than just I could hear, of course, "Mommy, he's alive! Jesus isn't dead! Mommy, he's alive!" See, even she got it. The wondrous event of the resurrection of our Lord. Such a wondrous miracle. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Okay, back to the homily. Lent seemed to fly by this year, and here we are celebrating one of the greatest miracles of ever. Jesus knew that this was going to happen. If you read the Gospels or even just listen to the weekly Gospel readings, you know that Jesus even tried to tell his disciples that it was going to happen. But no matter how many miracles that Jesus performed and that the disciples even witnessed, it was probably pretty hard for them to fathom the idea that Jesus could rise from the dead. Even though it was known that he'd brought back others from the dead. In the book of John, chapter 11, Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead. After he'd been dead for 4 days, Jesus could without a doubt perform miracles. But perhaps the disciples thought, could Jesus himself really come back from the dead? I mean, who would have believed all that Jesus foretold would truly happen on those days leading up to that wondrous miracle? That miracle of bringing Lazarus back from the dead seems to be the event that started all the others in motion. Bringing Lazarus back from the dead was the catalyst that made others believe in the Son of God, but it was also the catalyst that caused the Pharisees to plot his death. They feared having Jesus around performing these miracles. How could they possibly keep things the way they wanted them? If Jesus was going to go around gathering followers, how indeed? Well, Jesus knew what was coming, even if the disciples didn't believe it. And he also knew who was going to stand by him and who wasn't. Remember, Jesus said he would be betrayed by one of his disciples and that he would be denied 3 times by Peter, another of his disciples. Jesus knew exactly what was going to happen, and it all happens over only a week when it seems like his ministry has barely begun. We talk about Jesus' triumphant entrance into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. Who but Jesus could have believed that everything could go so wrong from there? On Good Friday, we heard all those events leading up to the devastating crucifixion of our Savior. In today's gospel, we got to hear that all was not lost. What was foretold, not only by Jesus, but by other prophets, would rise again from the dead. Despite the tears and devastation at his death upon the cross, and also when the tomb was found to be empty, he came back and appeared to Mary Magdalene and to his disciples. Can you imagine how they felt? Even though they'd been told that all of this was going to happen, and that he would return, it was still a surprise to them. Would it have been a surprise to any of us in those circumstances? Well, in their defense, like I mentioned, Jesus hadn't been doing his ministry for very long before all of this happened. So perhaps it does seem a little unexpected. But he did rise from the dead. The tomb was empty, and he did come back to see them to make sure that they knew exactly what had happened. Jesus came back to them, much as he first appeared when he was born. Not a whole lot of hoopla. He appeared to those that mattered to him, to make sure that they would continue to follow him even when he had returned to heaven, which of course he needed to do. And Jesus continues to be with those who matter to him, and that's all of us. All of us who welcome him into our hearts. All of us who believe in his word. And no matter how many years we may experience Lent, we grieve at each and every Good Friday for his crucifixion, and we rejoice at each and every Easter for his mighty resurrection, followed shortly thereafter by his glorious ascension into heaven. How could we not? Do you know of any other miracles that even come close to that? What a wondrous event we celebrate today, his mighty resurrection. He came back. Okay, I'm wanting to put a little Schwarzenegger in there. Is that too much? I'm a little giddy. I'll be back. He came back. Anyway, perhaps even more importantly, why did he die? He died for all of us, that we may live. Remember, Jesus may be the Son of God, but he's also the Son of Man. And because of that, he actually suffered the pain of death and did it all for us, so that our sins would be wiped clear, so that we may live forever in heaven. Time comes that we must leave our bodies behind. And then he came back so that we could truly believe in him and welcome him into our hearts and pray daily. Indeed, many times a day, at least I do, because I know he's got my back. He's saved my bacon more times than once, I can tell you, most recently on a frightening drive from Brantford to Cobourg on a dark and rainy night when I knew my prayers for a safe return home would be answered. I thanked him and praised him. And with a very, very grateful heart that night especially, you can be assured of that. As you go through the week ahead, how will you honor him and praise him? Are you even aware of the many times he's been there for you? He died for us so that we may be saved and live forever. Always remember that with a grateful heart. All that has been done for you and continues to be done for you. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. Almighty God, who through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, overcame death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life, grant that we, who celebrate with joy the day of our Lord's resurrection, may be raised from the death of sin by your life-giving Spirit. through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
With confidence and trust, let us pray to the Lord, saying, Lord, have mercy. For the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church throughout the world, we pray to you, Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the mission of the Church, that in faithful witness it may preach the gospel to the ends of the earth, we pray to you, Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those preparing for baptism and for their teachers and sponsors, we pray to you, Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For peace in the world, that a spirit of respect and reconciliation may grow among nations and people, we pray to you, Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the poor, the persecuted, the sick, especially now for Philip, Shane, Doug, Phyllis and Pat, Sherry, Al and Gary, Nancy and Bruce, Cecile, Victor, and Sue, and all who suffer. For refugees, prisoners, and all in danger, that they may be relieved and protected, we pray to you, Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all whom we have injured or offended, we pray to you, Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For grace to amend our lives and to further the reign of God, we pray to you, Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Yours, Lord, is the greatness, the power, the glory, the splendor, and the majesty. For everything in heaven and on earth is yours. All things come from you, and of your own do we give you. Almighty God, you have given us grace at this time with one accord to make our common supplications to you. And you have promised through your well-beloved Son that when two or three are gathered together, you will hear the requests. Fulfill now our desires and petitions as may be best for us, granting us in this world knowledge of your truth and in the age to come eternal life. For you, Father, are good and loving, and we glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, in the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has commanded and taught us, we are bold to pray, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Linked by spirit, voice, and intention, we are wrapped in the love of God, all one in spirit, beyond the limits of time and space. Around the world at this very moment, countless prayers are being lifted, songs of praise are being offered, bread and wine is being blessed, dear children. United in Christ, we lift our praise and prayers to God, and give thanks that we too are spiritually fed in this time of worship. Lord Jesus, you call us to follow you. We love you above all things, and we give thanks that you transform our hearts with your love. Embrace each of us now. Unite us in this time of worship and each moment of our day. We give thanks that we are all fashioned by your love, gifted by your grace, and upheld by your loving presence. May the blessings we receive in this sacred connection move us to be blessings in the world. Amen.
May we be the hands of Christ assisting one another. May we be the voice of Christ speaking up against injustice and unloving actions. May we be the heart of Christ reaching out with compassion and healing. May we have the understanding of Christ and see all as our brother and sister and this planet as a sacred and holy world. And may the Holy Spirit guide us and empower us this day to accomplish our purpose with love and abundant joy. Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and everyone whom you love this day and forevermore. Amen.
Go forth in the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit. Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us this day for our time of worship. If you have a prayer request, please send it along to communitycatholicchurch@gmail.com. If you'd like to make a financial donation to help support our ministry, please visit the website at www.communitycatholicchurch.com. Join us next week at 10:30 a.m. for the next Sunday gathering. Blessings to you in the name of our God of love.